Hi there, may I speak with Kimberly?
This is she.
Hi Kimberly, so my name's Ethan. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Somebody was supposed to call me back yesterday. She called, but I was picking my kids up from school. And she said she was going to call back, but she didn't.
Okay, I see. Yeah, we are speaking on a recorded line here now, Kimberly. So were you still interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kimberly, Depo Provera, were you taking this for at least a year?
Yes.
And after taking the Depo, were you diagnosed with anything?
Yes.
What injury or what diagnosis did you suffer from?
I suffer from, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just waking up. It's called meningioma.
Meningioma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. Really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How you doing now?
I'm working towards being better.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Really glad to hear that. Anyways, if that is the case, again, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through this, but it does sound like we'll be able to help you out here. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, Mrs. Kimberly, that you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct. No, I haven't.
Okay, and you would, of course, be filing a claim for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Mrs. Kimberly, are you a resident of the United States currently?
Yes.
Okay. And your meningioma, even I have trouble pronouncing it sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's kind of
yeah, tricky. It's a very long and weird word, I know. Anyways, for your meningioma, where in your body was that located?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Where in your body is your meningioma or was your meningioma located?
Well, they did, like, different tests, so it was in my head.
Okay, gotcha. And what was the date you were diagnosed?
I think my diagnosis date was December 16th, 2018.
Okay, December 16th of 2018. And Mrs. Kimberly, what is your birthday?
2/13/89.
Okay, 2/13/1989. Oh, that's in 2 days. Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
In addition, Mrs. Kimberly, do you happen to know anyone else, like friends or family, who were also injured by Depo Provera and might need some help?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm not sure if they went through the whole process or not, but I can pass the information along.
Yeah, absolutely. Once we're finished with your intake, I will give you all of my contact information. So that way, if you happen to come across someone who is looking for help, you can always share my number with them and they can reach out to me, okay?
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, of course. Now, Mrs. Kimberly, for the Depo Provera, were you taking pills or did you receive shots?
Shots.
Okay, and was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera by Pfizer that you were taking?
Yes, by Pfizer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. So specifically, it was Depo Provera. It wasn't any generic brands?
No, the brand name was Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. At any point, did you ever switch to a different brand?
No.
Okay. How many years were you using Depo Provera for?
I started in 15 and I stopped at 18.
Okay, so about 3 years, you would say?
Yeah.
Can you also confirm to me that within a one-year period, you had at least 4 injections?
Yes, because I was getting mine every 3 months.
Gotcha, yeah. Now, this one is, goes without saying, of course. I know you were born in 89, but were you using Depo Provera after 1992?
Yeah, I used it after. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said that was between 2015 to 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put 01/01/2015 as your start date and 01/01/2018 as the time when you stopped using Depo Provera. Those would be about 3 years. For the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, and your marital status?
Single.
Okay, And Mrs. Kimberly, I have your first and last name down here spelled. That's going to be KYMBERLY. And your last name is Stallworth. That's Stallworth. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thanks for confirming. Do you also have a middle name as well?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Do you have a middle name as well?
Yes, it's Lashay, Lashay.
Okay, Lashay. And do you happen to be a junior or a senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay, and your social?
421-316800.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 421-316800. Okay, thanks for confirming. And your email address, that's going to be KYMK 101211 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number, the one I'm calling you on right now, is this the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, and that's 205-929-7714. Okay, and this is a cell phone, I would assume.
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Okay, gotcha. Mrs. Kimberly, what's your primary address?
2401 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Okay, did you say 2401 or 241?
2401.
2401, and that was Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Okay. What was the city and state as well again? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, 2401, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. What was the zip code on that one as well?
35401.
35401. 35401. Sorry, I'm not the fastest typer in the world. Okay, and that's Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401, correct? Okay, gotcha. 35401, 2401, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Northport. Okay, I see. Me just a second here. Yeah, when I look it up, it comes up as Northport, but that's Tuscaloosa County. Is that correct?
Yeah, but sometimes it comes with like that because you have to do like the ML and then King, the word, and then Junior Boulevard. Yeah, everybody has that problem. I'm not sure why.
Okay, gotcha. So as you would write it, or as the best address to contact you for the city name, should I put Northport or Tuscaloosa?
No, it's Tuscaloosa.
Okay, gotcha. So I just want to confirm that one more time. I'm sorry. That'll be so 2401 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35476.
35401.
35401. Yeah, for some reason it's coming up all funky and weird on Google Maps too. So I'm just going to fix that real quick for us too. Okay. Tuscaloosa, and I'm going to cross out Northport. Okay. And in addition, was there any unit or apartment number that would apply here?
No.
Okay. Now, for your Depo Provera, was that administered to you by a specific doctor? Was it just various medical staff, like maybe a nurse, or was it you, were you giving yourself the shots?
No, my gynecologist gave it to me.
Okay, gotcha. And how many times do you estimate that you were injected with Depo-Provera?
Well, it was every 3 months.
Every 3 months for 3 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that would come out to, sorry, I'm not good at math. Let me think. 12 times. Does that sound correct to you?
Maybe a little more, but yeah.
Okay, I can put 13 then. 13 or 14. Because if my math is correct, I think that would be 4 times a year times 3, which is about 12. If you think it's a little bit more than that, I'll just put down 14 then.
Yeah, I think it's more than 12, but.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put 14. And do you remember the name of the doctor that was giving you your Depo-Provera shots?
Jonah Myers is my gynecologist.
Okay, spell her name for me, please.
Joanne Myers.
Okay, and what hospital or facility were you getting your shots at?
It's Northport DCH. It's still DCH. We got two. We got one in those schools and one in Northport. The one I go to is the one in Northport. It's called DCH Regional Medical Center Northport.
Regional Medical Center. Okay, gotcha. DCH Regional Medical Center. Is that the one on University Boulevard?
No, this is the one that's on, I think the address is 2750 Hospital Drive, Northport, Alabama.
2750 Hospital Drive, Northport, Alabama. Okay, gotcha. Actually, yeah, when I Google that one, Dr. Your gynecologist's name actually comes right to the top. Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. 2750 Hospital Drive, Northport, Alabama, 35476. Okay, got it. Alrighty. And I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all that information for that hospital there as well. Okay. 2570 Hospital Drive. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Looks like they might have changed names now. I see it here listed as Obstetrics. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that. Obstetrics and Gynecology of West Alabama.
Yeah, I think they changed the name
Okay,
maybe
gotcha.
now.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's why I was a little bit confused there. Okay, I'll go ahead and write down their current name now, just so it's a little bit easier for our attorneys to find that information. Gynecology of West Alabama. And let's see, do they have a phone number? Yes, they do. That's going to be 205-339-3039. Okay, and was it Dr. Lyers who prescribed you with the Depo-Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And I would assume that you were prescribed at the same facility. Okay, gotcha. Give me just a sec. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste that information one more time then. Now, for your Depo-Provera shots, did you have to go to a separate facility or pharmacy to get them, then bring it to your doctor, or was it all provided to you by them?
Yeah, my gynecologist gave it to me.
Okay, gotcha. In that case, then, for your pharmacy information, I will just put down the same facility. That's going to be, yep, Obstetrics and Gynecology of West Alabama. And that's 2750 Hospital Drive in Northport. Okay, now for the method of your diagnosis for meningioma, do you remember, did you get a CT scan, an MRI, or in some cases, maybe even both?
Yeah, I got some blood tests, CT scan. I think I got an MRI. And I think I got a biopsy.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. And what was the name of the doctor who diagnosed you or did these tests for you?
What is it called? He a neurosurgeon. Dr. Matthew Irwin, that's his name.
You said Matthew Irwin, correct?
Irwin,
Okay, Erwitt.
Erwood.
Okay, Erwood. Matthew. And you said,
Irwin.
gotcha, and you said he's a neurosurgeon, correct?
He is.
Okay, let's see. If I look him up here, I see currently he's in Birmingham. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And he is currently working in, what is his hospital? At least, I mean, maybe not currently, but where you were treated or where you were diagnosed, would that be Brookwood Baptist?
But we're better.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for confirming that. I can just go ahead and pull that information. That's going to be, and that's 800 St. Vincent's Drive, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for confirming. That's Baptist Health. And let me see. Does he have a phone number? Surely he does. It's got to be somewhere here. Okay, found it. 205-933-8981. You did, of course, say he is a neurosurgeon. In addition, did you have any cancer diagnosis before your meningioma as well?
No.
Okay. And what kind of treatment were you receiving?
I received, when they first started doing it, I received radiation therapy. And then they did the chemotherapy through IV.
Okay, gotcha. Radiation, you had chemotherapy, IV as well. Did you have any kind of surgeries or any operations too?
Yeah, I had the craniotomy surgery. They opened the brain and they removed the tumor.
Okay, gotcha. And was this also Matthew Irwood who was treating you as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just
copy.
He's the
same doctor that diagnosed me and treated me.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just copy and paste all of his information and his hospital facility as well. One more time then. In addition, did you ever have any family history of meningioma?
No.
Were you ever hospitalized for your meningioma as well?
You said hospitalized?
Yes.
Well, when I went in for the surgeries and stuff.
How long were you in the hospital for?
It was just a few days. And, you know, I did the radiation therapy.
Gotcha. Okay. And I would assume this was close to when you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
So it was in, let me see, that was December of 2018, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're hospitalized for a few days in December of 2018. In addition, do you have any medical records with you that would show your meningioma diagnosis or your treatment, anything like that?
Yes, but they at the hospital. I don't have them on me right now.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I wouldn't expect you to. If necessary, would you be able to provide these records by either mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. Do you also have access to a MyChart login?
I'm not sure if I can do my chart, but I can give you permission to pull them.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it then. Now, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to request an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case something happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we usually don't reach out to them. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact, Mrs. Kimberly?
Yes, I can use my sister.
Okay, you said your sister. Does she live with you or separately?
Mm-mm, she lives separately.
Okay, and what's her name?
Her name is Kyra.
Kyra, is that K-Y-R-A?
Mm-hmm.
And same last name as you?
No, her last name, she's Mayor. Her last name is Robertson.
You said Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and her phone number?
205-523.
Okay.
1578.
1578. Gotcha. Do you happen to know her email address and her primary address? If not, that's okay.
Not really. I can't remember it.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. As long as we have a phone number, that's perfectly fine. In addition, are you able to provide an eligible digital signature for our records as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we are almost wrapped up here with the intake. Lastly, I'm just going to read off to you a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of brief items that I personally use to make sure that all the information we've discussed is correct and accurate. So I'll list off a few bullet points, and if anything sounds wrong, I do invite you to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Mrs. Kimberly, we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and also got at least 4 shots during that period. It was the name brand labeled Depo-Provera that you were taking, and you were also receiving these shots after January 1st, 1992. Okay, perfect. That all looks correct then. So what I'll do here then, Mrs. Kimberly, is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return for me. These documents are going to state first and foremost that our attorney partners, Ben Martin, will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it's also the medical release, like I mentioned before. So that way it gives them permission to pull your information, medical records on your behalf, okay?
Okay. And what's the name of you all's law firm again?
Sorry, say that one more time, please. Didn't catch you there.
What's the name of UI Law Firm again?
So I'm not working for a law firm. I'm working for Mass Tort Strategies, and we actually partner with different law firms in order to get people help with these lawsuits. And the law firm that we're partnering with for Depo-Provera, that's going to be Ben Martin.
Ben Martin. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ben Martin. Okay. Give me just a second here. Before I send these over to you as well, I'm also just going to make a draft for myself so that way I can read off and check your personal information just so I can make sure I got everything right before it gets to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second here. I'm going to hit submit, and then I'm going to give it about 1 to 2 minutes to allow my system to automatically craft the documents, and then I'll just double check everything with you before I get it over to you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is basically just me double checking my work just so I can make sure I didn't, for example, maybe spell your name wrong or punch in a number incorrectly. I just want to make sure I do it right the first time and I don't have to bother you again later.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give it a second. Okay, your documents are finished. So I'm going to pull you up on my end here and then take a quick peek at this and read off a few items of your information. Okay, I've got you here. Okay, so I'll just confirm your address. That's 2401 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, 35401.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alrighty. Your phone number is 205-929-7714.
Mm-hmm.
And that email address is going to be kymk101211@gmail.com.
So it's KYMK 10 12 11.
Yeah. 10 12 11. Yep. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. I'm gonna click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily within the next 10 or 20 seconds or so. It should say my name, Ethan, and it'll contain a DocuSign link.
Yep.
Okay, so once you find that, you can go ahead and click on it. It'll take you to DocuSign, where you'll be able to draw your signature digitally on the documents. It's pretty easy, but if you need any help, just let me know. I'll be here with the line, be here on the line with you the whole time. While you're doing that as well, like I mentioned before, I'm also going to send you a text message from my personal office number. So that way you have all my information and you can reach out to me whenever you like. And you can also share that information with anyone you know who was taking depo who might need help.
Okay, I'm just reading over this paper.
Go ahead, take your time.
And this is just a contract saying that now that I have signed with this law group, right?
That's correct. And it's also the medical release, which gives them permission to access your medical records on your behalf.
Okay, I gotta draw my signature. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second, waiting for it to come through on my end, and then I'll just give a quick once over to make sure it got processed. Alrighty, I see it right there. I see your signature. Fantastic, in both the boxes. Okay, yep, that looks good to me then. So that's actually all I needed from you today, Kimberly. Really thankful for your time. I will just let you know from here on out, now that you've signed up, you're all finished on my end. Our attorney partners, Ben Martin, they should be reaching out to you sometime within the next several days or maybe the coming week or so. They just need to reach out to you one more time just to confirm, first and foremost, of course, that they can't get in contact with you. Secondly, they just want to verify, I think, 3 or 4 different questions just to confirm your identity and accuracy of information, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, do expect that call sometime coming within the next several days. Very important that you are able to answer them, because otherwise that's when they'll actually be able to start working on your case. If you do happen to miss their call, they will, of course, leave you a voicemail, and you're always welcome to call them back too. I'm just going to send you this text message as well. I just want to make sure you get that just so you have my number.
Okay, I got it right here.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, you know where to find me. Just make sure you look out for our attorney partner's call coming soon. On that note then, Mrs. Kimberly, did you have any other questions or concerns I can help you with at this time?
No, that'd be all.
Alrighty, absolutely. Well, I do wish you a good rest of your day then.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.